we are so happy that we have completed the candidates list, which is now ready. We have also completed the electoral colleges, which are now ready. What's now left is for us to roll the process out, particularly into the countryside, by making sure that we have our electoral colleges being sent to the various structures, various candidates, for purposes of verification and validation. This is to ensure and enable all the contestants to be certain and also to have a firm predictability on what to expect on the actual day of election, which will be different to different constituents depending on the circumstances and also depending on the geographical location.
Are those candidates willing to participate in the primary elections allowed to campaign?
Well, in areas where we don't have sitting members of parliament, they are entitled to campaign. But in areas where we have sitting MPs from the MDC, it's not yet open gate because the gates are still locked and closed. You cannot go and form yourself or exist where you already have an individual. We can only have one MP at a time. We can't have two MPs, and that would be something that is totally unacceptable. And this is why we've said we have to have a confirmation first. Then, of course, we'll migrate to the next stage, which is to have a primary election. Then campaigns will be possible. Those who break the rules risk being broken themselves. And it's a very simple principle. Those who want to behave in a manner that will undermine the heart and soul of the party run the risk of ending up with no teeth at all.